the genuine evidence, still just visible under this blanket of deception, shows that your father did indeed shoot your cousin and then mistakenly thinking that he'd killed him. Take his own life?
No.
The gun didn't come from the collection in the library. The imprint left on the velvet in the case is of a much larger and heavier firearm. Your father kept the murder weapon in this room, in the top drawer of his desk. And he kept it loaded. I didn't understand why until I learned of the recent spate of burglaries. He was a proven man who knew the value of his possessions, and he was taking every precaution.
But it was in his wrong hand, for God's sake.
Of course it was. Placed there deliberately to reinforce the myth of Frederick's deception.
Just as the furniture and books were also planted carefully in position to look as though they'd been knocked flying by a wounded man.
How could you possibly tell that?
There are seven different indications, but I'll give you the two clearest. Look at the rugs. Now, they're as displaced as the furniture. They were kicked and rumpled as I stumbled over them. But when I first walked in here, most of them were completely undisturbed. And if Frederick really had staggered twice across the room, he would have left a quite distinct trail of blood in his wake. There is none.
What are you saying?
The conclusion is inescapable. Someone had gone to considerable lengths to brand Frederick Addleton as a cold-blooded killer.
But who, Mr. Holmes? Who did this?
Someone consumed with hatred for your cousin. Someone who wanted to see him hanged for murder. Someone who had access to this room before the police arrived.
Someone with the best possible reason to despise Frederick Addleton and everything he stood for. The best possible personal reason.
How much do you know?
I know everything.
Then for God's sake, let's get out of this damn room. Mr. Holmes, do you really know everything?
Your cousin inherited his father's weakness for drink. I'm sorry to say that the whole story came out one night when he was in a drunken fit.
Oh, dear God. Including my name?
No, not your name. We three are the only ones who know the details.
And you have my word that they will go no further.
No, mine.
You're not going to tell the police?
That is not my intention.
Oh, I thought... I just assumed...
I have been engaged to act on your behalf. That's exactly what I propose to do.
Thank you. Both of you.
Miss Addleton, I said that we knew the details. The truth is, one or two of the finer points remain just a trifle hazy. Would it distress you to answer a few questions?
Ask me whatever you wish, Mr. Holmes. I'll do my best to answer.
Thank you. First of all, you admit to planting the clues. Placing the furniture, removing the decoy gun from the case, putting the murder weapon into your father's damaged hand.
I felt sure that the police would notice it all immediately and believe exactly what I wanted them to believe. I should have paid more attention to your stories, Dr. Watson.
You pointed out the oddity of the gun, but not the rest.
I didn't dare. It wouldn't have been in character.
Quite. And so you came to me.
Thinking that I was cleverer than you. What a fool I am.
Oh, my dear young lady, you've hardly been in your right senses.
When you said that you hadn't seen your cousin for almost a year, you were lying.
Yes.
The truth being that for some little time following his father's funeral, you and he had enjoyed a most intimate acquaintance.
Yes.
Specifically, you and your cousin were lovers.
Holmes...
It's all right, Dr. Watson.
Did he propose marriage to you?
You surely don't think I'd have... Oh. Yes, Doctor, he did. He proposed, I accepted, we... He wanted to reunite the family, that's what he said. And I believed him. How could I have been so naive? He never loved me. He felt nothing for me.
He must have been very plausible.
Oh, yes, he made me believe him. But then I'd no basis for comparison, had I? For most of my life, the only man I'd known was my father.
Whose idea was it to keep this happy news a secret?
Frederick's. Wait, he said. I mustn't tell my father until the time is right.
But that time never came. Frederick broke off the engagement, leaving your hopes dashed and your prospects
ruin.